President Obama and other Western leaders have repeatedly said the secession of Crimea from Ukraine is illegal, not only under Ukrainian law, but also under international law. Russia rejects that. The foreign ministry in Moscow said again today that argument is strange, illogical, and legally ignorant. So who's right? Sean Murphy is head of the American Society of International Law. He's represented the United States in many cases and now teaches at George Washington University. Sean, if the vote in Crimea was overwhelmingly in favor of secession from Ukraine and union with Russia, why shouldn't that be respected?
I think the issue is not the vote in the Crimea. It's how the vote came about. I think it's pretty clear that on the facts, what you have is Russia, through a combination of a transboundary use of force and a use of troops within Crimea for purposes that they were not permitted to be there, bringing about this referendum and bringing about an annexation of the Crimea. So the issue is really this transboundary nexus involving Russia that makes the outcome tainted.
So give us a sense of when and how secession is legal.
Well, certainly you can have a situation where a country decides as a whole to allow a portion of that country to secede. So this coming fall, as of course your listeners well know, Scotland may well take a referendum to decide on its independence. That's something that was blessed in London. It was something that the UK government as a whole agreed to allow happen. By contrast, where you have a part of a country seeking to secede without that local authority, then the question arises, is there something about this effort to move towards independence that's wrongful? In this particular instance, the wrongfulness comes from Russia's transboundary use of force to bring about this result.
What makes all this, say, different from the U.S. declaring independence from Great Britain during the American Revolution?
Well, I think all precedents that you're looking at pre-1945, you have to be careful about, because that's back at a time when the rules of international law were quite different. We had lots of things going on in the 1700s and in the 1800s, which also culminated ultimately in two world wars that nobody wants to see repeated. So in 1945, we adopted the UN Charter with a very core rule about no transboundary uses of force. And it enshrined within it this idea of territorial integrity and political independence of states. So what we're really interested in, I think, are incidents occurring since 1945 where this kind of a move towards independence and annexation has been permitted. And those precedents are almost non-existent.
So no transboundary use of force. That's how the actual language goes in international law that makes secession illegal.
Article 2.4 of the UN Charter says that no state may use force or threaten to use force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any other UN member state.
So in terms of legality and criminal culpability then, I mean, Ukraine has condemned the killing of one of its soldiers yesterday as a war crime. Have any crimes against international law been committed yet, as far as you can see?
I think we have to be careful in asserting that particular crimes have occurred. The facts are always extremely important in any of those sorts of issues. War crimes as a category is typically associated with the existence of an armed conflict. An armed conflict typically is a situation where you have a certain threshold met of actual fighting and hostilities. It's not clear to me we're at that point here. But even if we were, one would have to look carefully at the actual incidents of uses of force. The fact that someone has died is not per se a war crime. That happens all the time in war when soldiers shoot at soldiers. You're looking for something different in terms of non-discriminant uses of force against civilians and things of that sort.
And finally, Sean, just, you know, based on your own experience, in terms of gravity, where does this secession and crisis kind of sit within your range of experience of these things?
I think it's a very serious incident. It's the first time we've had a European nation essentially within a matter of weeks take steps that have brought about the transfer, the purported transfer wholesale of territory from one country to another. This is not a world that we want to live in. And to the extent that this precedent stands, I think one has to worry about whether it's just the beginning of other things happening.
Sean Murphy, professor of international law at George Washington University. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.